Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Mr. White Trends, which is supposed to be like white dreads.
And oh, then, yeah.
And then the quote is, the zeits of the world are upon Maricopa County.
Okay. Dude, what are you fucking eating right now?
Big bite of apple, man.
Oh, man, Mr. White Trends.
Hey.
All right.
I found my favorite type of apple since Honeycrisp.
What's that?
I can't remember the name because I already peeled the sticker off. But
I'm
gonna find it by the end of this recording. That's what we call a tease. I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yes.
Here's some of the things that are trending.
Yeah.
Twitter. Have you seen this stuff, man? What's going on with the dang Twitter?
I don't know, fool. R.I.P. I think. I don't know. I mean, it's just like the vibe on Twitter is that it's everyone is like it's all burning down, and I get that all these people leaving is not good for the health of the website, so that's kind of the tone on there mm-hmm. on Twitter at the moment, and I think it's just been a big back and forth of like, oh, Elon fired everybody, but now he's begging people to come back and be like, prove to me you wrote code. It's I don't know, it's so fucking chaotic, and I'm still trying. I mean, I know that there's a great benefit to a place that like is like an incubator for activism that benefits like the status quo to not have that. So I can see why Twitter like crashing and burning. I can see the logic of being like, yeah, that might help people there for all their intents and purposes to just kind of maybe stifle a movement, or just the ability for people to freely exchange ideas that ends up kind of putting people more on the left of center things. But then also like this whole, the last few weeks has just been people who are so insulated by their own bullshit are quite literally just having a reckoning with what reality is out there.
I think so, that's what's happening.
In a way, everything can be true, which is hilarious and terrifying. But yeah.
Well, he bluffed his way, memed his way into having to buy this. You know, usually he likes to talk a big game and then back out. And this time a judge was like, yeah, no, you're going to have to buy this. So he bought it. And then he was ill prepared and not as smart as he was claiming. and full of shit. And so, but he, that didn't stop him from coming in guns blazing and being like, all right, by tomorrow, 4 o'clock, you got to let me know if you're in or you're out.
Right.
And it's not going to be easy. And everyone's like, oh, we already said we're out. Like, but before you started the speech, we're fuck you. We're out.
Well, it's interesting too, because I think as like it's right now, the trial just kicked off for that $50 billion like pay like package that he got at Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla. Yeah.
That we and it's the same week. Judge who's right. like the one who enforced the Twitter buyout. So he's just like, I don't, this guy's fucking alone. Losing it.
Why yeah, do you like, hate me so much?
Can I keep some of it?
That's his argument.
What?
Can you just keep some of it?
No, yeah. What we're saying is that this was beyond the bounds of a reasonable payment.
I don't know what that means. Just can I, let me keep one car and 1 billion.
But the richer you are, the more likely you are for both everybody around you and usually the mainstream media to assume everything you're saying is true. And yeah. then you start believing your own bullshit. And then you come into contact with reality sometimes.
Sometimes. I think, yeah.
You know, sometimes you just create a university and it's named Vanderbilt and you get away with it for an entire lifetime. But sometimes you get to the find out stage of the fucking around and finding out.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's finding out that he does not know anything about much except that he had emeralds in his pocket as a little boy and his hair plugs made him a new guy that everyone thought was a genius with fake degrees. But the other thing that's trending along with that is bring back Trump, because now a bunch of bots and MAGA chuds are like, I mean, if you're going to go full free speech, man, bring him back. And he's like, that bring like that back, question is still being discussed. And someone's like, well, you brought back Jordan Peterson and the Babylon Bee, bring back Alex Jones. And he immediately said no. And then like all the Elon stands were like, I don't understand. How do you square this, Elon?
Right.
I thought this was radically free speech. You know, well, TikTok, y'all, but the wheels, they're starting to get a little wobbly on this thing.
Yeah. The apple that I was munching on when we first started the show was Sugar Bee. Sugar Bee.
Oh.
And I'm not very deep into my Sugar Bee experimentation, so I can't fully vouch for it, but I'd be curious to hear other people's. It's very crisp, not as tart as a Honey Crisp, but as crisp, and it's sugary sweet, which is, I'm a sugar bitch.
Sugary so. Sweet. Look at you, sweetie pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but bring back Trump. Come on, y'all. Mastodon is trending. That's the number one Google Trends thing. So like you go to New York Times, you go to CNN, their top stories are all like, Twitter fucked up, but on Google Trends, it seems like a lot of people are looking at Mastodon.
Mastodon, man. Yeah.
Mastodon. Like,
hey, you want a Mastodon? Why not? I think like that there's like so it's like the rush to where everyone's going. It really feels like you're at like a party that just got broke up by the cops.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, where's the next spot at? Where's the next spot at? Where are we going? Where are we going? A lot of people are going to Mastodon. I'll check it out. I mean, it's like, I think it's kind of like Reddit, right? Where you go to servers and stuff that are like of interests you like, and like that's how it's sort of organized.
No clue.
There are plenty of like, it's so funny how many Twitter threads are out there right now where like people are like, all right, y'all, this is how you set up on Mastodon. Nice. Or like, there's like a bunch of other things waiting in the wings. But damn, I mean, you'd think that like, in my mind, I was like, could you use Instagram because it's the same kind of scroll thing and then post text to that and repost, but then get the timeline to just show you everything that's being posted in real time to at least give you some semblance of what Twitter was doing? But probably not. I mean, it's...
Oh, it's not real time?
Well, no, I'm saying like, because, you know, there's like there's the algorithmic feed that you got on Instagram where it's like, hey, man, your homie posted this shit 6 days ago.
Right.
Then going, I think, because there is like some simplified app that does that. Whatever. Y'all
trending now. There's not a great alternative, as far as I know, to the trending tab on Twitter. But let us know if I'm wrong about that, which please. I can't imagine that I would be. I'm up on all the latest technologies. Yeah. Elizabeth Holmes.
All right, I'll bite. What are AA batteries?
AA batteries. So does that Elizabeth mean they Holmes. Just started with A's and then everything else is like...
Oh, yeah. Wait, is there a single A battery?
Single A ball. Yeah.
What?
I think there must be.
No, like, what's a single A battery look
it's
like?
Just thick. Oh. It's just thick. It's not as thick as a C or, God forbid, a D. Oh. But single
okay.
A battery.
Yeah. No.
Picture.
I said there's... Thank you, Quora. That will also tell me why I'm pregnant. It said, how come there's no single A? And I don't know. Doesn't say. Oh, it said there used to be. It looked like the old 9-volt kind of looked like a battery. Whatever.
Civilization's very stupid. They were just like, well, this one's double A, and people are like, must be better.
Yes.
Let's just go with
yes.
That. I've been waiting for this.
Yo, we got AAA coming. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck yeah. Elizabeth Holmes, speaking of bullshit pseudo geniuses, she is getting sentenced today.
Uh-oh.
For all of her misdeeds. But the funny part is Senator Cory Booker signed on to a letter of support being like, hey, judge, be lenient on her, huh?
Mm. Huh? Mm.
No, motherfucker. No.
To what end?
He was asking the judge to be lenient. It sounds like, I don't know if the full sentence has happened yet, but it sounded like the judge wasn't really interested in any things that may make the sentence lighter than what was suggested. But anyway, again, I'm not the biggest fan of prisons, but I think it's just interesting to watch like a sitting senator use their political sway to like on behalf of a billionaire grifter or wannabe. It just it puts a bad taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was counting on Cory Booker. I was counting on him.
Yeah, that is all our hopes are tied up in a Cory Booker presidency eventually happening.
Look, we all need the E-40 if he went to boarding school, is how he talks.
If you're wondering, like, what good does it do him to support Elizabeth Holmes? Like, what, you know, one thing you should know is that Elizabeth Holmes's dad, Christian, worked for multiple government agencies before relocating to Houston, Texas to serve as vice president of Enron.
She's connected
all the way up to the top of the real Illuminati, which is just a bunch of like yacht clubs for very rich people.
Love a yacht club for the very rich.
Yeah. A yacht club, even for the, like they say, other yacht clubs don't discriminate enough. It's gotta be a super yacht if you want to roll with the boys.
Got it.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And my name's Trendon. One of my ears is burning.
Okay.
Jack is Trendon, but with the last name Smith. Because this is the new Mueller.
Yeah. The special counsel that has been appointed by Merrick Garland. Which, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like, no! I'm pretty sure he was a Hague prosecutor in the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I think one of the things that a lot of people point to in his past is, like, he got a CIA officer, like, indicted and convicted for fucking around with classified information. So he has a specialty. A lot of people have been immediately thinking special counsel equals Robert Mueller equals, well, then fucking nothing's going to happen. That part of legal Twitter is very active right now, talking about all the differences and what's happening, because at this point, this investigation isn't of a sitting president. It is of just a private citizen.
Yeah.
So the stakes are a little bit different there.
Yeah, stakes are a little different.
But I think, again, I also get people being like, how can we get to the fucking indictments? Like,
yeah,
please. And I think the other thing is, with a special counsel, if a new DOJ comes in, they can't just fucking, like, kneecap that.
They can't.
No, they can't. They cannot. Okay. So it protects the integrity, I guess, of the investigation.
Mm.
All that to say, we just don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
I do think, like, so one thing that we've seen is that it's now become clear that Trump is not, it's not in the Republican Party's interest
to save him,
keep him around and embrace him necessarily.
Nah.
So I do think that there's probably going to be less internal resistance to some of the stuff that would go for it. So yeah, it'll be interesting, because, like, I don't know, like, if this can be wrapped up before DeSantis starts getting owned by Trump during the, you know, primaries, then and, like, once Trump picks up speed, and by that I mean, like, actually starts doing Adderall again and picks up speed and isn't so sleepy on the campaign trail, I think there might be, like, this feels a little bit more hopeful. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
DOJ, Miles, is this the same dang story?
No.
What's happening?
No.
The DOJ is pissed.
They are now, also, they said they opened up an antitrust investigation into Ticketmaster because of the Taylor Swift ticket debacle.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at, if Live Nation has abused its power over the live music industry, spoiler alert, ask any fucking person who's been near live music and they'll say, yeah, it's the cause of and not solution to any of live music's problems. So I don't know, maybe if the Swifties, they were so outraged, it got the DOJ to finally take a look at that Live Nation. But hey, all right, let's see where that goes, or if it's just gonna be like, and we fined them $3 million. Okay.
What? That's a lot of dang money. What do you mean?
Like, I know it's 6 Taylor Swift tickets, but I think they learned their lesson.
We find them backstage passes to the new Taylor Swift.
Please do not look on my social media when I'm there with my children, who begged so nicely for daddy to lean on the Live Nation. Wow. Could you imagine that one? DOJ just leaned on Live Nation 4 tickets.
Yeah.
I'd also believe that. That's where this ends up.
Sly Stallone was trending on the conversation we were having before we started recording because he's in the new Tulsa King.
Yeah.
Which I had mainly been exposed to through like Twitter ads, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which rare that
those... I got a few pre-roll. Well, when I say pre-roll, I'm always thinking of pre-rolled joints rather than a pre-roll ad.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw that on like, I was getting hit with it on all kinds of like.
Do you get hit with Scientology ads all the time? Scientology is up in my ass. They think they almost got me.
I think it's because I told you, you know, to not be Googling for like acting lessons so much. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
They know if you've been looking.
I'm like, how do I catch my big break? Big break in Hollywood? Question mark.
How to have a career like Tom Cruise. Okay.
I see
what's going on here. But yeah, Tulsa King has, it's somewhat
basically
highly rated.
Producer Anna likes it. She don't really like it. She said it's a mess, but fun. And we were just talking about the fact that Sylvester Stallone, despite being the Italian stallion in Rocky and famously Italian, never been in a mob movie to this point.
Wow.
That's wild.
Respectability, man. That's about him.
I guess he was always the cop in the mob movie.
Like, yeah.
I guess Get Carter, he like went to, like that was the closest he came because he plays a hitman in that. And like he plays a hitman in Assassins, but he's not like a mobster hitman.
No, he's always going to be like, sort of like a net positive, I think, is how he likes his characters to be.
Like net positive on the world?
Yeah, like what's the most evil character he played? Like we were this guy's a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Judge like, Dredd is what Brian said. I mean, yeah, okay, ACAP. So yeah, maybe Judge Dredd was the biggest villain he was. You know,
He like shoots someone who is trying to like assassinate a baby. You know, that's the type of character that he is.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, he ripped a guy's head off, but he was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
So it's all good. But yeah, I don't see myself watching the show. I don't care about Sylvester Stallone unless it's in Demolition Man. I told you, like we were saying before, I'm like, Demolition Man is the height for me.
I mean, that might be the height of American cinema.
For me.
So that's not saying that much, but like it's.
Other than that, I don't have the same like connection to Rocky that you do aside from that one loose line from Rocky Balboa.
Sorry, do you not like Oscars and racism? Do you not like the Oscars co-signing a white supremacist revision of boxing history?
Yeah, that's true. All right, no, you got me. I do like that. Are you going to watch it? Do you have any interest?
No. I mean, like there's so many. I'm two episodes in on that Star Wars show that Andor.
Yeah.
That you guys were telling me to watch, and I like it, but I can't even like find the energy. I don't know if it's like the energy or just like the time. It's like after the kids go down.
It ain't some of you be like, yo, let's hop into this fucked up world that's kind of mirroring the one I'm in.
Yeah, my wife first like actually heard about this one, so I'm wondering if I can even get her on board to like watching this one with me. But
right.
I don't think it's even worth it because she won't like it. And then it'll just.
It's, I wonder if that's one of the reasons why people aren't watching it as much because like,
is nobody watching it?
Yeah. The ratings are pretty low considering the other Star Wars shows they've put out. And a lot of people are like, shit, that's bad because this one's actually good. And you want to encourage Disney to make more of this rather than like, you know, empty fluff stuff that just doesn't feel like it's really got some like meat to it, or at least narratively like doing something different. And I think it's probably because like when you watch it, it is like it's a little bit grittier. But I guess it all depends on how you unwind. But I can see
There's
no Baby Yodas.
So Michael Clayton is by the same filmmaker, one of my favorite movies. But there's also something where, like, he's had some other movies that I haven't really liked. And the thing with them that hasn't, like, really got me on board is that he seems to like plot for the sake of plot. Mm. Like, he likes to start a thread and just, like, weave you through it.
Yeah.
And it just must be something about like some of the things he's interested in that I'm like not that into, because I'm two episodes in, I'm just feeling like a little bit blah about it. And I know that our team is on board with this show. So I probably just need to push through.
Yeah, I don't know how Star Wars brained you are either. Like, I mean, I know you fuck with Star Wars, but like, I don't know if you're rabid.
I'm not
Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class would say to describe her own fandom. But yeah, like, because I mean, I don't know. It all comes together. Look, you like what you like, and go do you. But I didn't realize he wrote that movie, The Cutting Edge. I don't know if you remember that, about the hockey player who has to learn how to figure skate. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I was like, that's the first movie he wrote. I remember fucking with that because I was like, yo, I play hockey.
Right.
But I never ended up figure skating anyway.
Mm. Yeah. But that was that your dream, that you would always like have a late career as a figure skater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. And finally, the other thing that is trending is rosepodcast.vodka.
Exactly. Get your tickets to the Will You Accept This Rose live show of Arden's bachelorette birthday. Last year was fucking hilarious. Gareth Reynolds absolutely killed it last year.
Miles Bryan Gray Saffy absolutely killed it. You got to see
this year,
blonde wig in person.
Oh, dude, I got my wig game's getting even stronger for this
show. What?
Yeah. And you don't even know the accessories I'm about to rock on stage. You're not ready for this character I'm about to debut. Anyway, but check that live show out. It's basically going to play out like an entire like season of The Bachelor, from intros all the way to hometowns, to try and get Arden's heart. And you can get your tickets, because the show will be live at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater on December 9th in L.A. But you can also live stream it, too, and get in on it. But get all those tickets at rosepodcast.vodka.
The show is December 9th. You can't.
Yes.
Yeah. You can get the tickets now.
Get the tickets now. Show's December 9th. Live stream it December 9th.
Yeah.
Or if you buy the tickets to the live stream, you will be able to do it on demand, I think, for like the first 10 days or so after that.
And no TDZ live shows upcoming. So this is your chance to see one of us in person. Get there. Where maybe towards the end of 2023, we might have a tour coming. But
I think we're going to have some. We'll have something in the works.
We'll have something for y'all. Yeah, but yeah. Not in the super near future. So go support rosepodcast.vodka.
Yes. Which, and that is because I'm barred from leaving the state.
Yeah.
You can just tell them no.
Yeah. We're not supposed to talk about that.
Actually. All right. Well, it'll come out. It'll all come out.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show.
Yep.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Get your flu shot. I finally did that shit. I finally did what I've been telling y'all to do. And it was the least painful shot I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And I told the nurse that. I was like, you're really good at this. That was.
She's like,
amazing.
I have not given you the shot yet.
Oh no!
And then I ran out of the, I ran into the parking lot crying. get the booster too if you haven't gotten the booster. The new booster actually works, I'm told.
Not by VZ.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.